Now, I agree it has been a very, very tough proposition. We'll conclude therefore with a very simple story. All of you know the story maybe. It's a story of a Purana, the story of a asura called Bhasmasura. Bhasma means ash. This Bhasmasura was created by the Lord. He wanted to gain strength. So he did tapas towards Lord Shiva, because Lord Shiva is called Ashutoshi. He can be pleased and he will give boon. So he did a lot of tapas to gain the power. Pleased with his tapas, Shiva came, appeared before him. And he asked him, "What is the boon that you want?" He said that whatever I touch with my hand, they must be burnt to ashes. So he said, "Okay, tathastu, given." He first wanted to test it on Shiva only. So therefore, he started chasing Shiva. Shiva ran away. Shiva escaped. This is the story. Shiva escaped. But he kept on chasing. But can he really catch Shiva? No, he can't catch Shiva. In the process of searching and running, he lost the purpose. He was running here and there. In the search, he is running. He does not know now where he is going, which direction he is going. He is running here and there. In the meantime, he has touched many things. All of them are burnt to ashes. Okay? And when he is running like this, helter-skelter, and Shiva is out of the equation now, who comes? Vishnu comes. Vishnu is seeing this drama, so therefore Vishnu is coming. Vishnu does not come in his form that we know. He comes in a form of Mohini. Mohini means a very, that which deludes you. So much beauty. She is made up of such beautiful structure. Beautiful, everything about her beautiful. Mohini means that which deludes you. You know, so much beauty it has. As he runs helter-skelter and in front of him suddenly Mohini comes. This man is now stuck with the beauty of Mohini. This Bhasmasura is stuck with the beauty of Mohini. Like an iron piece is attracted to magnet, he is now stuck to her. Instead of running here and there, he is stuck to her. He wants to possess and enjoy her. He proposes. She is also yielding, but she says one condition. One condition is that I will dance and you must also dance along with me step by step. Step to step, you must match and dance. And then we will see. In the rapturous beauty of Mohini, he says, "Okay, yes." And then they start dancing. This dance slowly becomes very, very engrossing, very charming, very rhythmic in motion. Bhasmasura now follows Mohini perfectly. In fact, she has him under her sway. He is also enjoying. He is enjoying very much. Now the dance is slowly reaching a climax, a crescendo. He is willingly allowing himself to be guided by her, and he is matching step by step, and slowly the rhythmic motion going into a climax, a crescendo. Slowly, Bhasmasura is now getting into a self-forgetful state. He has now not known. He only knows her, and he is only getting into a rapturous dance. He doesn't know what is happening. In the dance, when he is copying her step by step, finally what she does is that one hand she puts on her own head. He also follows that and put his hand on his head. Then the story is Bhasmasura is gone. This is the story. Very beautiful story, wonderful story you can narrate to children. What is the symbolism behind it? None except Swami Ramatirtha can interpret it this way.